Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Greetings, rabid fanbase, late adopters, and the one NSA agent in deep cover who knows by now we're not part of the deep state, but just can't manage to break things off. And that's why you're still in that joyless relationship, David, even as Kylie practically throws herself at you. The strongest chains are the ones we forge ourselves. Tone shift. It's a difficult time for all of us. I myself am going through the stages of grief one experiences when learning an old friend has joined an improv team. Anger, fury, disappointment, eye-rolling, and a lingering disinterest in coming up with suggestions. I've returned here to the Institute to formulate my next... Well, that light shouldn't be blinking. I'll have to get Lincoln to... Holy Handmaid's Tale sequel, the whole panel just lit up. But that could only mean... No. And on a leap year? What are the odds? No use explaining, listener. I'll just let you hear it for yourself. Sit back and see what you make of this.
Okay, let's see here. I think this is gonna work. Hello? Can anybody hear me? Usador, Chunt, are you out there?
What? Yep, yeah. Baby.
Oh shit.
Ping pong.
Chunt, your crystal. Is there a switch on the side? Is there like a rune on the side that you could?
Is this working? Hello?
I think so. Hey, buddy.
Hello from the Magic Tavvy.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know.
Arnie, I don't think we can act like this is a normal episode. What? Where are you at? What's going on?
You know, I'm in like what looks like a tiny schoolhouse. You know where the hotel we were staying at in Strong Guy Island? I went out for a rare walk, and there was that earthquake, and I can't get out of a little patch of land around the schoolhouse. I've been here all week.
Did you learn anything?
Well, I learned that this schoolhouse houses three weird little animal monsters, and I have to teach them to read.
Well, I've said it before, Arnie, and I'll say it again. Schoolhouse rocks.
Schoolhouse does rock. What about you, Chunt? Where are you? I can kind of see in the background behind you.
I am somewhere in the bottom of a body of water.
Oh, shit.
I don't know if it's a lake or a pond or an ocean, but yeah, I am submerged in water. As you can tell, I'm currently a seahorse just to make do. So I am a CP Horpy, and things are getting wet and wild.
You're I'm so sorry. You're a CP Horpy?
Yeah. You probably know what I currently am, like my current visage. You know that as a seahorse, but little known fact, seahorses like to be called CP Horpies. That's what they call each other, is CP Horpies.
CP Horpies. Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, we've caught CP Horpies.
A lot of people have it.
I'm going to write that down so I don't forget. I don't have my paper with me, but I can use this rock as chalk on the ground. CP Horpies. All right.
And yeah, there's some sort of city down here, so I'm biding my time, but at some point I'm going to try and, I guess, check in with the locals.
Yeah. You know, when Usador gave us these magical jewels that he said we could communicate with each other if we ever get separated, I was making fun of him. But it works.
Yeah, I was like, what are these, your family jewels? And nobody laughed, and then I was like, okay, but I put it in the bottom of my fur, and it worked out. I'm glad I have it.
Yeah, I was making fun of him. I was like, Jewel, isn't that more like all I want to do is have some fun? And then I realized that's not Jewel, that's Sheryl Crow, but there was a something cooking in my brain.
Yeah, something cooking. There's always something cooking in your brain.
Something cooking in my brain.
Oh.
Oh, do you hear that?
I think
maybe there's a fish around me having a stroke.
Yeah, you know, there's another facet of the jewel coming through, but it just says guest, and there's no picture.
Hello?
Usador, turn on the visual aspect of your jewel.
You were made for me, and I was made for you? Is that jewel? Is that your jewel?
Maybe?
Hello?
Yeah. Usador, big guy, you there?
Yes. Chunt, is that you?
Yeah, it's me. I'm a CP Horpy, but it's me.
Yes. I see you are a CP Horpy.
And no, I'm not pregnant. I just have my jewel tucked into my tummy.
All right, well, that's nice. Well, have you seen Arnold? I've been trying to get in contact with him for some time now.
Yeah, he's here.
It's me, and it's Arnold.
Oh, let me see. Well, I can hear you both, but I can't see you.
Usador, you gave us these jewels. Why are you so bad at using them?
Well, I like to invest. I like to be an early adopter, and I saw these jewels were coming out, these new magical jewels, and I was very excited about them, but I didn't really have time to delve into the intricacies of it.
And Usador, typically, even before a baby is born, you'll adopt it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's how early of an adopter you are?
Oh, yes. Sometimes I just hear a rumor or a prophecy about a child, and I say, that will be my child.
Nice.
You know, we have never on the podcast talked about the fact that you do spend a lot of time laying claim to people's firstborn children, kind of as payback. Maybe you teach them how to spin straw into gold.
I've been saying it should be a spinoff podcast.
Yeah.
Sometimes late at night, I like to sneak into someone's house and pose a riddle to them, and if they can't answer the riddle, I'll take their child away.
Well, typically, you scream your name, and then you say, you'll never guess my name.
It's a very easy riddle to solve.
Especially because they could just, like, guess any name, and you're like, oh, that is one. Mm-hmm. Also, why am I Irish?
Yes, why did I sound like that for a second, in your mind?
I don't know. Maybe I notice that you sometimes sound Scottish to me, but I don't know.
So I'm beneath the waves. Arnie's in a schoolhouse. Usador, where are you at?
You're both trapped, too? I thought I was the only one trapped.
We're all trapped.
Where are you trapped?
I'm here in these beautiful hot springs in this beautiful jungle.
Fuck you.
No, it's very nice.
Fuck you. You're trapped in hot springs. This sucks.
Yes, I've just been trying to get a hold of someone to get out of here to continue my quest against evil. But, you know, in my downtime, I'm relaxing in the hot springs.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Doing a mud facial, having some food delivered in.
It'd be better if you were in a fucking haunted mansion or something. Fuck you.
Well, how dare you? These springs are very haunted.
Oh, okay. Well, that cheers me up.
Oh, that's good. Now I'm feeling bad about my boring old schoolhouse that I'm in. You know what? I'm going to use this rock that I've been making notes with, and I'm going to just draw on this back wall. Like a new background for myself.
So you're near a schoolhouse and you're drawing with a rock. Mm-hmm. Instead of, say, a pencil or a quill you'd find in the schoolhouse?
Oh, shit. You know what? I'm going to ask the kids if there are any quills here. I'll be right back.
Some of those kids are mine.
It's kind of fun that Arnie can choose virtually any background. Let's see what he draws. I'm very excited.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
Sure, it'll be something fun.
Okay, we actually have a surprising amount of supplies, and I've been teaching these children very inadequately for the last week without using the supplies. But yeah, I'm going to use this quill, and on this back wall, I'm going to draw the moon.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm coming at you from the moon.
Okay.
delightful? Question mark. Now, is there no teacher there? There's just children in this schoolhouse?
Yeah, I guess the teacher stepped out for a minute to get some lunch.
Oh, went to go get some milk, never came back?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That seems like a likely scenario.
In Foon, a lot of teachers step out. Most children are raised by their parents, unfortunately, because a lot of school teachers step out.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
There are situations where parents have to raise their children?
Yeah, it's kind of buck wild.
Yeah, sometimes they have to teach their own children without a teacher at all.
Well, I gotta say, I wasn't very good at teaching magicians when we were at Jizzlenob, and I'm not any better at teaching these weird little sheep with bat wings how to read. They seem like elementary age.
Wait, there's sheep with bat wings?
Yeah, they're little like sheep with bat wings. They can say like a couple words. I've just been assuming they need to learn like how to write a little bit, maybe some basic math, social skills, but not like, but hey, I want them to enjoy learning, so I'm not going to throw too much at them.
Arnie, I don't want to worry you. They could be one of two things. I forget which is which, but if they're sheep with bat wings, then they're beeps.
Beeps.
But if they're bats with sheep's wool, then they're shats. And one of them is deadly. I can't remember which one.
Beeps or shats?
It's either beeps or shats.
So one is deadly. Is the other hilarious?
Oh, what is it? Beep in the morning, sailor's delight. Shat your pants, take fright. Oh, I can't remember. I can't. Usador, do you remember this?
They are all wearing pants.
Oh, get out. Arnie, get out.
But none of us can get out. We're all trapped in this fractured world. There was a terrible earthquake, and then suddenly reality itself cracked wide open. There are parts, the edges of the hot spring that I walk up to, and it's like there's a shimmering wall there that I can't quite penetrate. Does it look the same where you're at?
Yeah, same girl, same. When I try and swim too far, I bump up against something. It's like there's an edge there, but I can see water on the other side.
How do we get out of these little prisons we find ourselves in?
Ooh, that's poetry. I'm going to write that down.
I haven't really tried to walk around that much, but I assume I can't get out of here.
You're not going on one of your rare walks?
Wait, so you never found the edge of where you're stuck, and you just sort of hung out of this schoolhouse? You just kind of plopped down there and didn't think to look around?
Well, I mean, I ran into one wall when I was trying to walk out. I guess I could have turned to the left or the right, but I just assumed.
You didn't spend any time hunting for your friends, Chant and Usador, the way I searched high and low for the two of you?
Well, I would have.
Hoping for any sign that perhaps you were still alive, hoping against hope that if there was some love left in the merciful hearts of the goddesses, that once again I would be reunited with Arnold and Chant.
Well, excuse me, but if I were to somehow find out that both of you had died, I would prefer to do it on the podcast.
Aww.
Yeah, right?
I wonder if it's this way across all the realms of Ephesius. What could have caused such utter destruction?
I don't know. I mean, are you asking us? That's kind of your thing. It's your job to...
That's kind of my thing?
Shunt's supposed to know, like, what the drink specials are.
Yeah, I'm like a social boy, and Arnie's the fish out of water, and the guy, you know everything.
I mean, if I start knowing things, then I'm not doing my job.
Oh, so I'm not doing my job.
Yeah.
Well, very well then. I shall enter the wizard state and see what I can find.
Just because we're trapped doesn't mean you can stop working, Usador. You're going to just have to work remotely.
We should probably put Usador in, like, furlough or something.
Can we mute each other? Like, is there a way... There's all kinds of runes on this jewel, and I don't really know how they work.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and fiddle around with those runes. Wait, we're all using rune, right?
What's that?
I feel like rune was sort of this technology that not everyone used, and now that the world is shattered, I feel like everyone's going to rely on rune, right?
Probably.
Why don't you fiddle around with some of the runes there?
Okay.
See what they do.
All right.
Hey, baby, what's up?
Whoa, pizza skull.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I love pizza.
Did we accidentally hop on a rune with pizza skull?
I think
what?
So.
Is this Arnie and Chun?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, man, I got to tell you guys, I've been trapped here in a pizzeria for the last week, and I haven't thought anything else about it.
That's a great place for you to be trapped, I guess.
Yeah, I'm usually in a pizzeria, so it worked out.
That's great.
So how do you know you're trapped?
Because someone wanted to order a pizza for me, and I couldn't take it to him. And I cried. I cried tears of pure pepperoni.
Oh, I would have thought marinara. You cry pepperoni?
That's right.
It hurts. That sounds like terrible.
It sucks. It's the worst.
It's a meaty cry.
So pepperoni is your are your tears.
Yeah, and I shit marinara. Bye, baby, bye.
Damn it, I had so many follow-up questions.
I know. What's the jizz? Right?
Parmesan?
I mean, frankly, that's... I mean, look, I don't like to overuse this phrase, but... Yeah.
What's
ranch
the jizz?
Dipping sauce, baby.
That's Whoa. A t-shirt.
What's the jizz?
Or a spinoff, right? Stitcher Premium. Brace yourself for What's the Jizz?
Oh, use your... I think he's coming out of the wizard state.
Oh, Arnold, Chunt, it's so much worse than I had originally believed.
It's Arnie.
Arnie, yes, of course. Sorry, sometimes I forget myself when I enter the wizard state. Oh, Erin Bigora, what has become of me? But now I am back and forming my true self again, and I see now Arnie, Chunt. These little pockets, they exist everywhere throughout Foon. Everyone is trapped in a tiny, fractured section of the universe. Oh, it's affecting everyone everywhere, and they perceive it in different ways, but we must be cautious. We must be careful. We must stay here until the evil is past.
Fuck. Fuck, how long will that be?
It depends on how this episode turns out. If it sounds okay, we can probably leave next week.
Phew.
At least in this universe. I don't know about other universes.
I can't imagine staying in one place for a long time.
Excuse me?
Yeah, I mean, I gotta be places. I gotta get out, do things, see people.
Am I speaking to an Arnie from a different universe?
I think the beeps or shats are listening to me, and I don't want them to think I'm a loser.
Arnie, I remembered the song. Here's how you tell the difference. Beeps and chats and beeps and chats and beeps and chats and beeps and chats and beeps and chats.
I thought it was beeps before shats, never cats. Shats before beeps.
Always weeps.
Always weeps.
Any of those work, really. Yes, but now we find ourselves distracted from our main purpose, which was to find Strong Guy and to have him join our quest. Luckily here, though, I in the hot springs, there's one other person trapped here with me, and it's Weak Guy.
Weak Guy.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Weak Guy.
I've been asking him all about Strong Guy to get to know him better. He seems to know a lot about Strong Guy.
You know, between Weak Guy and Month Man, I like Weak Guy.
Who's Month Man? I haven't met Month Man. Is he the one that, like, warns people if a bridge is about to go out?
No, that's Mothman.
Oh.
Month Man, he just really is into specific holidays. Like, there's usually, like, one holiday in a month, most months. And he likes to kind of, like, theme his whole deal around whatever the holiday is that month.
Oh, I see. And at first it's exciting, but then eventually it's like, oh, shit, he's just going to throw eggs at me constantly.
Right. And then you get to the kind of shitty holidays, and it's like, oh, this month there's Tree Day. Who gives a shit?
Wait, you don't like Tree Day? That's, of all the weird holidays here, you don't like Tree Day?
I love Tree Day. I don't like spending a month thinking and talking about it, and dressing up like a tree.
That's fair. You know, speaking of eggs and trees, Arnie, did you see on Strong Guy Island, there's eggs in the trees, there's eggs in the water, there's eggs in the boulders, eggs in the ground, eggs on the trees... There's eggs everywhere. It's amazing.
I don't know. I just hate it. I went hypothetically, if I wanted to go fishing and I wanted to catch me a big special fish and an egg popped out. I'm just assuming that's part of the scenario you're talking about.
Is this some cool guy thing I don't know anything about?
No, stay out of this. Stay out of this. You said a big special fish? What are you
a
fucking dating
fish?
This fish? What's going on?
No, I'm not dating the fish. I'm not like a sea horpy or whatever you are.
Sea horpy. I do want to say something.
I wrote it down.
Arnie, not to bust your balls. Okay, I don't want to be all over you, but I recognize when we were staying at the hotel last week or 2 weeks ago, I did notice that you were always fishing between the hours of 4 p.m. and 2 a.m. using bait, trying to catch what you said were special fish.
No, I was going out to take a dump.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was just...
You always took
a complicated euphemism.
You always took a pole with you.
Well, in case, you know, it's just like a shit stick. Just in case.
So sorry, what?
I mean, just in case you gotta, you know, break it up.
I think I may have found a clue. C.P. Horpy. D.J. Yeah. Qualls. I'm going back into the wizard state.
Oh, no.
That's crazy. We're getting wizard state twice in one episode. This is wild.
I know. I feel like we haven't had the wizard state in years.
Yeah, fans are going to freak out. Listeners of this podcast are going to lose their fucking minds.
Here's the thing. If you don't need a sword all the time, don't just pull it out. I don't need the wizard state all the time. I'm going back
Usador.
In.
Usador. How insensitive. You know I have a sword stuck in my body.
I didn't know he could hear us when he's in the wizard state. And now what? I feel terrible.
Yeah, I can hear everything you're saying.
What? That's traditionally, that's when we talk the most shit about you.
Yeah, I know. I know that. You don't think I'm writing all of those things down in my little journal? And that I'm someday going to get my revenge for all the cruel and awful things you've said about me. Give me your children.
Prove it. Read a couple things from your little journal.
Yeah, take out your little journal and read one insult Arnie gave and one insult Arnie gave.
Yeah, I can't imagine there being a scenario where I said something mean to you, you fucking shithole.
Does Usador seem louder than normal? I didn't think that was possible. Arnie.
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Man, what happened to me? I was so good back then.
So observational.
Was on fire!
All these hot, hot takes.
Usador the Blue, It. I didn't care for that one either.
Oh, Usador the Blue It.
Oh, I thought that was that time we were talking about who would win, Usador or Pennywise.
Your butler?
My butler? We never talk about that time when we had that butler, Pennywise.
Oh.
Who was killing all those children.
That's right. I forgot all about it.
I'm sorry. I was laughing about that. It wasn't good that he was killing all those children.
Terrible. No. Terrible.
I just want to seem cool in front of these beeps and shats.
I know they all have wings, right? Are they all flying, or do they just have wings that they don't really use?
They only seem to unfurl the wings when they're hissing at me.
Because you really have to watch out for running shats.
Running shats?
Yes. Like, that's a bad place to be.
Yeah, especially if you think it's a beep and it turns into a shat.
Oof. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
You want to make sure you're not running when you find that out.
Do you think they would be impressed if I told them I was an airline pilot?
No.
No, they don't know what that is.
I think they would be impressed if you told them that you were a man from Earth who managed to survive despite being impaled by an obsidian blade.
That's true.
I think that's far more impressive. I think, Arnie, what I'm saying is, I think being you is the most impressive thing of all.
Aww.
You see how I gave you a nice compliment despite the fact you've been talking behind my back?
I'm sorry, old shithole.
God damn it.
But you know what? This is nice. I mean, it's been kind of a tough week, and thank you. Thank you for saying something nice to me. I kind of needed it.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. You're one of my best friends. And Chunt, you're also one of my best friends, and I love that you're a black and white seahorse. Those badger colors look good on anything.
Thank you so much. I feel like I'm being ridiculed by the other CP Horpies here, but I feel great. And you guys are my two best friends.
Well, my best friend is a pro fuels.
Okay, well, now I feel shitty. Okay, Arnie's my best friend, and Usador, you're one of my best friends.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Come out, this something growing back.
This is gonna be so sweet when it finally pays off.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, Usador, do you have any plan of how we can fix this?
A plan? Of course I have a plan. I always have machinating in the back of my machination dome.
Oh, shit.
He's stalling for time.
Nothing. He's got nothing. He said machinations three times in a row. Oh, that's... The first machination's fine. Second machination's... maybe. And three machinations?
He didn't even say big machinations. Like, at least each one should grow slightly. I have a machination, a big machination, and then, like, a double big machination?
Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll buy Usador some more time, and we'll come back with a plan to fix all this shit.
We'll be right back after these machinations.
Aw, beep, beep.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores, like Urban Outfitters, Fenty Beauty, and Expedia. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What if everyone at work were an expert communicator? What if every doc, message, and email they wrote was perfectly clear and concise? Inbox numbers would drop, customer satisfaction scores would rise, and everyone would be more productive. That's what happens when you give Grammarly to your entire team. Grammarly is a secure AI writing partner that understands your business and can transform it through better communication. Companies that use Grammarly save an average of 19 days per employee per year. That's because with Grammarly's AI, what used to take a few hours only takes a few clicks, like generating an instant first draft in your company voice or tailoring a message to your specific audience and goals. And Grammarly's personalized on-brand writing help is built in everywhere your team works, across 500,000 apps and websites. Plus, it's safe, secure, and already IT approved. Join 70,000 teams who trust Grammarly with their words and their data. Learn more at Grammarly.com. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
All right, guys, we're back. And just so you know, we've developed this cheer, all right? A cheer that we're going to say whenever we try and fix this situation. Repeat after me. We can.
We can.
We
can.
We will.
We will.
We will.
We must.
We must.
Just a little cheer for us to kind of keep things going, right?
We can. We will.
We must. We can. We will.
We will.
We must.
We can.
We will.
We must.
Huh, it's not working.
Is there a lag on the crystal, or is someone just doing that on purpose to mess with me?
We're supposed to say them at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, everybody hold up your crystal.
Okay.
And we're going to try and clap on three. One.
One.
Two. Two.
No, wait, I'm so sorry. I'm not getting great reception. I'm going to walk with me. Follow me. I'm going to take the crystal over to this other side.
Ooh, Arnie's on one of his rare walks.
Yeah.
And they're becoming more and more medium rare. Here we go. One.
You know, if I hold this crystal up above me, I look a lot better. Holding this crystal at a low angle.
Not flattering?
Not flattering.
But high angle is more flattering.
Yeah, but it's a lot of effort.
Looking good isn't easy.
It's true.
Look at all the work I do.
Yeah.
It's not easy to grow a beard this long, or to wear this many layers of clothing no matter what the weather is, or to have a hat so tall and curled as mine.
It's not easy to have a hat.
Yeah, you saw it's cool to see you doing some manscaping recently.
Yes, I have been manscaping.
Yeah, your chest hedges are coming in nicely. You got that tree coming out of your back.
I just noticed that, too. There's a tree growing out of my back.
Oh, I thought you put it there. I thought it was part of your manscaping.
No, I don't know how that got there.
Huh.
Into the wizard state.
Ugh. Three times. This is turning into machinations. I feel like he's just buying more time. This fucking asshole doesn't know what to do. He can hear us.
Vamp.
Oh, no. I think there's a vampire behind you.
Wait, it's either a vamp or a pyre. Usador, touch what's behind you. It's either a vamp or a pyre. If it burns you, it's a vamp.
It burns.
Oh, that's a campfire. Shit.
Vamp before pyre, always fire.
You know, I can never tell the difference between campfires and vampires.
Oh, that's bad.
One time, I put a marshmallow on the end of a stick and held it above a vampire's head for an hour before either of us noticed. I felt so fucking dumb. He was being very polite, I have to say. He was being very polite.
Very polite.
Mm-hmm.
Is that why every time we go camping, you stare into the fire and yell, "Make me immortal"?
That's one of the reasons, yes. And it's also one of the reasons anytime we leave a vampire, I always dump a bucket of water on it.
You went camping?
Oh, yeah.
My best friends went camping without me?
Well, hold on. You said April Fool's was your best friend. You can't have it both fucking ways, blue guy.
Yeah, I saw him once 2 years ago. He's definitely my best friend.
Arnie, I can't tell if he's being facetious.
I don't know.
Usador, who would you say, do you rank your best friends?
Well, I don't like to reveal my rankings, but sure, I probably have some sort of hierarchy there, yes.
Is it in your little journal?
Mm-hmm.
Can we hear maybe just a few of the rankings?
Sure. It used to be number one, the boy.
Oh, Blemish.
Yes, that's his name.
Number one?
Blemish used to be your best friend?
Yeah, he used to bring me things at the Vermilion Minotaur, like beers and rooster feet and all sorts of delicious things to eat.
And so servitude is high on your list for what constitutes a friend?
I just thought it was nice of him. And so very often I would give him gold in exchange for it.
Aw. I will say it does seem like Blemish's love language is acts of servitude.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure that isn't your ranking of your favorite Amazon Prime shows?
See, Fleabag.
Is Bosch on there?
Bosch. Yeah.
You know what? I never thought about it. A lot of Usador's friends have the same names as Amazon Prime shows.
The boys.
The Fleabag. Boys. Fleabag, Bosch.
That man in the high castle.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, let's see. I know I have this list somewhere. Let me find it. Talk amongst yourselves.
Now, Arnie, you taught us all the programming on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason you taught us that?
It just seemed like it would be important someday. Yeah.
And you said one day you're going to marry the marvelous Ms. Maisel and make a missus out of her?
Yeah.
Here's the list. Best friend, Otok Barleyfoot. That was about 30 years ago. And then I put Chunt right above that.
Aww.
And then I put a little slash next to it, and I put Arnie. And then I crossed the whole thing out, and I wrote drew a frowny face next to it because you'd said something mean about me. And then I wrote April Fools above that. And then I scratched that out, and I wrote Can the Wizard. And then I scratched that out, and I wrote an arrow to the bottom of the list, and I wrote Can the Wizard in again at the very bottom of the list.
Oh, like in similar to the way that he, like, loops all the way around time?
Who gives a shit?
Usador, can I just say, hearing your ranking of friends and then re-ranking and your constant editing of this list in the last couple years kind of makes you a fickle bitch.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I can be a bit mercurial, you know, with all my machinations.
Arnie, didn't you say on Earth that fickle bitch is one of the top Halloween costumes of the last few years?
Oh, yeah.
And people scream, "I'm fickle bitch."
Fickle bitch. Yeah.
So, guys, what are we going to do about this shattering? Is that what we're going to call this? The shattering? The breakage?
Are you talking about the threat of all these beeps and chats? The shattering?
Well, no. I'm talking about
The big magical
to-do.
Kerfuffle. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are we going to call that? The breakage. Point Break.
Under the Dome.
Glass House.
Hmm.
Shatter. Well, hold on. I got to go into the shapeshifter state.
Really? Oh, I'm the nose master.
This is... Arnie, be very quiet. This is very rare. The shapeshifter state. It's been 5 years, and this is the first time we've ever seen
it. It sounds like a didgeridoo.
Yes, it does. Shut the fuck up and listen to it.
It sounds like not only does it sound like a didgeridoo.
I said shut the fuck up and listen to it.
Part of the sound are the words
shut the fuck up.
User, you shut the fuck up.
Wowie, wowie, zowie. Wow, wow.
Wait a second. He's watching a sexy fish go by.
Wowie, wow, wow. Hubba, hubba. Didgeridoo. Wowie, wowie. Hat fins, hat fins.
So rare, so beautiful.
Under the water, everything's hotter. Yow, wow, wow, wowie,
the
wowie.
The shapeshifter in its natural environment, any environment that it chooses to be in, finding a mate and making the mating call, the didgeridoo.
Wowie, wow, 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 wow.
I'm all
Shut
done.
Shut the fuck up. Yes, I don't know how we're going to get out of this pickle we're currently in. It's quite vexing. I must take some time and consider it. Perhaps there's a way through this crystal that I can reach out. Oh, now I can see you.
I couldn't see
you.
Oh. Yeah, hello.
Look, I'm on the moon.
Well, no, you drew the moon behind you. That doesn't mean you're on the moon, Arnie.
Oh. I'm on Earth.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I believe it.
It's fun.
I think that perhaps the best thing to do is to take a little time with this. For when magic is this disruptive to so many places, we must take our time and ease our way back into normalcy. Yes, we must find a way, somehow, somewhere. I will commune with the other wizards. I shall reach out to them through this magical crystal, through magical means, and find some answer with them together.
Hell yeah.
Oh, great. Usador, the Wizards Guild's not mad at you anymore?
Machinations?
Works for me.
I don't know. They might be mad at me, but I have to try.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Usador. I'm sorry that all your wizard friends don't like you anymore.
Okay, that's all right, because I wrote a list of my best wizard friends, and I've crossed most of them out.
Uh-oh, burn list.
And sometimes I put one of their names at the bottom, but Ginlevia is always at the top. My favorite. What was that noise?
I don't know.
Arnie saw a hot sheep walk by.
Mm-hmm. Wowie zowie. Wow, did you do?
It's the very rare human state. We must listen.
Oh, that's the human state?
I think so.
Whoa. I've heard of the human giant in the state, but not the human state.
Wonderful people.
Wonderful people. Arnie, can you hear us? Can he hear us when he's in the human state?
It's very quiet, apparently. Not much. You can't hear much of it.
Wow, 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 wow.
I think he's just making fun of me from earlier.
Wow, 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 wow. I'm a badger.
Yeah.
But now I'm a seahorse.
You're right. He's making fun of you. I'm sorry. That's not very nice, Arnold. Why do you make fun of him and me?
Hey, it's Arnie.
Arnie, why do you make fun of me and Chunt? When you know deep down in your heart, you love us the way we love you.
No, thank you. I do. I'm sorry. I guess I don't know. Maybe I feel too vulnerable if I'm not making fun of people. If it helps at all, I almost exclusively make fun of people that I love. Like,
Arnie,
if I don't like you, very polite.
Arnie? As you're saying this, you're holding up two middle fingers. Can you put those away, buddy?
I feel like it takes the edge off of me being so vulnerable. I love you both.
Arnie, as you said that, you made a jerking off motion. Unsuit the armor, my man. Unsuit the armor.
It protects me a little bit, I guess. Like, look, Usador, I know I make fun of you. I sincerely consider you one of my best friends.
Thank you.
Chunt, I know...
You make fun of me.
I just didn't want to say the exact same thing to you, but I didn't really have anything different. I know I make fun of you.
I know.
You
machinations,
as well.
Machinations. It's
machinations.
All.
Let's call the whole thing machinations.
I'm going to make a gesture here. Now, I've run out of space at the top of the page where my best friends list was. So I'm going to turn it sideways. And right here on the side, I'm going to write a number one. I'm going to write Arnie/Chunt. There. And now I'm going to put a little star beside it.
Aww.
That's how special it is. I put a star beside it.
That's very special. Is it a star fragment? Is it a large star fragment? Is it a Aries fragment?
It's more like stardust, the way we're all made of stardust.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Well, let me take... Well, I'm underwater, so I can't really write anything, but I'm going to make a mental list.
Huh? Can I ask, how are we hearing you? If you're underwater...
Mm-hmm.
How are we hearing you?
Oh, magic.
Oh. Yep. That's enough for me.
Do you want me to do this? Would that make you feel any fucking better?
So I'm not allowed to make fun of you?
Listen, in my mental list that I'm making, you two are my best friends.
Oh.
Let's finally come together. Let's form one big love triangle.
I'm on board.
Let's be Charnador. Charnador. Charnador.
Charnador.
We must. We can. We are.
We can. We will. We must.
We can. We will.
We will. We must.
We must. Now is the time. More than ever, it is time to vanquish evil.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it means we are trapped here in these places for but some time,
fuck yeah,
we shall overcome. Yea, naught shall stop us.
Yes.
We shall be triumphant in the end, for nothing can defeat
nothing.
The triumvirate of Ani, Chunt, and Usador.
Charnador.
Yeah.
Now is the winter of this content.
Everyone shall fall supplicant to our machinations.
Okay, all right. Okay. Almost stuck.
I'm sorry, Usador. Your audio dropped out for me for a second. What were you talking about?
I've got this tree in my back. Do you know how that happened?
Okay.
You know, CP Horpy, this might seem like a strange request, and I don't even know if you could do this, but do you have any emails?
Well, I don't have any emails, Arnie, because I'm underwater. Shit. I think you might call them...
Seamails.
Oh, I was wondering if it was going to be like... So is a seamail every part of the sea? Like above the sea, below the sea?
It's mostly under the sea.
Oh, I see.
Under the sea.
Okay, well, so what...
Arnie, it's better. Downwards, wetter, under the sea. Now, I do have your phone. Mm-hmm. So I did get an email here. Is your phone waterproof?
You know, they say they are, but...
Because it's been frozen on this email for a while. But I'll go ahead and read it. This is from Nicole Rose. It says, "Hi, my foon friends." Hi, Nicole. "I want to let you know how much your podcasts have made me laugh out loud and put a smile on my face during these strange and scary times." Wow, what's that in reference to? "Anyway, I listen to your podcast on a daily basis since I started it this past December. I'm on season 3 now." Oh, she caught up way too fast. "I work for a hospital, and I look forward to coming into work and tackling the day by starting with listening to your podcast to help things feel less scary and, of course, get a good laugh. Keep up the good and funny work, guys. From Palm Desert, California." Oh, thanks, well, Nicole.
Thank you, Nicole. That was very nice, and I hope that during the shattering that you find some peace and solace in things other than just laughing, like time with your friends and family, however you are able to connect with them.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate you so, so much.
Arnie, you're holding up two middle fingers again.
I know, I can't be vulnerable.
It must be so fun for Nicole to escape to this podcast where we're trapped in our own little worlds, not able to communicate or hold each other.
Well, you know.
What great escapism.
It's a choice.
At least we're justifying the audio.
You know, I have an email here as well on my laptop. It says... "So, I'm on episode 6, season 2, and it just hit me. Arnie, how are you paying your phone bill?"
Oh. Huh.
I mean, I guess it does have an auto pay.
Oh.
Oh, shit. I've never turned off any of my auto pays.
Hey, Arnie, yeah. I'm looking on your phone here, and it says something about roaming. Charges?
Oh, no.
What are roaming charges? Is that like what a buffalo does?
I don't fully understand it besides knowing that it's bad.
It's all right, Arnie. You were always destined to be destitute.
Here, Arnie, I'm going to turn off the roaming. Oh, no, sorry. I ordered something called Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. It said $24.99. Is that okay with you?
What was that again?
Seems expensive.
I tried to turn off roaming charges, and I ordered Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion for $24.99.
Something's happening to you underwater.
You should definitely know some of those words.
Arnie, I'm having a breaststroke. I'll be okay. It's just a breaststroke. Whew. Sorry I started talking like that. That was weird. But I did order Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion for $24.99. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion. Worth it.
Seems expensive.
Yeah. Machinations.
Are you having a breaststroke? You should order... you don't have the laptop or the phone, but do you think you see any emails, or did you want to just say something?
Well, I can always bury my head underground and enchant a special incantation that allows me to see into any form of media now.
Oh, that's...
Any form of media?
Any form of media that I do so choose. Back on Earth, I may witness it through this incantation.
Even TikToks?
Even TikToks. Watch as I do this dance.
Oh, shit. That's a good dance.
It looks like there's a hand off screen that's flicking his legs into place and then pulling him up.
Wow.
That's wild.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah, kind of short, but I guess fun. I don't think I get it, but cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no thanks.
I mean, I would do something easier, like walk into the bathroom and talk in the mirror.
Huh.
With like a observation that's okay.
Okay, can we hear one of those, or...
All right, where's the bathroom around here? Have I mentioned
is that the observation?
Here
or
we?
Is that the observation, or is that you trying to find the bathroom?
Hold on. People of Earth, listen to me now. I've just had an idea for a great TikTok. Okay, if you have a TikTok account, do that thing where you bang the door to the bathroom open, walk into the bathroom, turn to the mirror, and film yourself, and just say, where's the bathroom around here?
Very meta.
And then hashtag hello from the Magic Tavern, something like that.
Hashtag dick cock. Is that fun? Is that a TikTok? Dick cock?
A lot of kids.
Anybody done that?
A lot of kids on TikTok.
Oh, really? Oh, sorry. Sorry, kids. Well, we can, we will, we must. Wait, we can?
We can.
Owa, tafu,
I. Didgeridoo, wowie, wow, wow, wowie.
Three characters, chronically disconnected, unable to traverse the growing rift between them. Also, there's this space-time thing happening where they're not in the same room. And no, it's not called the Shattering or the Under the Dome effect, or that one episode of Voyager where Icheb was 40. Among the Space Bunker Guardians, we call it Rosie's Great Cosmic Quilting Mistake. And there's an easy fix. But let's leave our heroes to fumble around for a bit, shall we? Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young, a.k.a. Machinations McGee. Chunt the C.P. Horpy, wow, just saying it made my mouth sad, was played by Adol Rafai. Tig Notaro provided the voice of, oh, who am I kidding? She hasn't returned a single voicemail, which I applaud. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Lincoln, fetch me the headshots of Trish's improv teammates and cancel your weekend plans. We're going to be crafting a disguise.
All right, class. Focus up.
Me.
All right. So here are two jagged rocks.
Mm-hmm.
But if I add a third jagged rock, how many jagged rocks do I have?
Three?
It's crazy. I know you don't speak English, but it almost sounds like you said three, which is wrong. It's seven. Two jagged rocks plus one jagged rock is seven jagged rocks.
I don't think you should be teaching math.
Wow. I know you can't speak human words, but it almost sounds like you said, you're such a great teacher.
Why don't you believe my son can speak in human?
Oh, shit. I forgot about the old man that's in here, too.
It was parent-teacher day when we were all trapped here.
What happened to the teacher?
The teacher went for some milk. Is that often? Prone to do.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I just want to know why you think my son can't speak in regular speech.
Well, because he's a sheep with bat wings.
How dare you?
Dad!
It's all right. Come here. Let me hug you. I love you.
I love you!
Get it? Do you get it, Mr. Niekamp?
I do, and I think it's clever.
You.
It doesn't seem like the kind of a joke that a sheep would be into.
What the fuck do you know? You keep saying you're an airline pilot.
You don't know our lives. Get out of here, you airline pilot.
Airline pilot?
Get out of here.
Fuck you.
I am trapped here with you assholes.
Why is there a moon behind you?
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.